Lake State Police
spokesperson
Major Elijah Mabormakwaj says officers have been battling suspected criminals for the last 3 days in all corners of the state. He says on Wednesday, police were searching for a group of suspected criminals accused of committing robbery and rape in several different incidents in Shwebet County when a gunman opened fire on police officers.
The dead of 9, our security forces were able to seize him in a place where he took up the position, and it is actually in the wall. It is a house that not completed, but it has a wall and the doors, and he managed to enter that wall and he began to fight security forces in that wall. During the fighting, we lost some of our personnel.
Makwai says the gunman wounded 4 others, including police officers. He says the police pursued the suspected criminal and killed him. Several clashes occurred between authorities and the suspected group of criminals over the past 3 days. According to Makwai, he says the group committed various crimes in Yin Magok and other areas of Shwebet County. Makwai says one gunman was wounded in the firefight but managed to escape. Makwai says the suspected criminals fled to the Mayath area and attacked Abiachuk village, setting huts on fire and killing one police sergeant and one civilian.
There was a continuous confrontation between criminals and security forces for these 3 days. The day before yesterday, the most wanted criminals, the notorious one, were intercepted, settled at a place called Yin Magok. When the security forces went dispatched to go and apprehend and arrest them for the atrocities that they have committed all these days, including robbery, rape, killing, and they are wanted by the law, they resist and clash with the security forces, leading to the shot wounded one security personnel, and they plead.
Makwach is urging residents in the state capital Rumbek to stay calm, saying security forces are there to protect them from armed criminals.
This is the situation. Like to advise our people not to panic. Your security forces are vigilant and they are doing their work. In fact, this is a very group, the only very group that remained disturbing the state, and the state has returned to calm and normal.
Major Makwaj blames some community members for not being honest and failing to cooperate with security forces and share information about insecurity issues in the villages. He also accuses some government officials of leaking information to community members about the government plans.
Our local communities were not cooperating with the security forces. That's why these people were not rich. Simply because if any single step taken against them by the government or by the security forces, immediately the information is relayed by unidentified people, which I may say is among the system here. And this is why what make things to be difficult. And this thing, I would like to tell people that this is not the way that you get a fish. I'm asking them to collaborate with the security forces.
Communities in Lagos State have remained relatively calm for the past 7 months since the appointment of Military Governor Lieutenant General Rinpeng Mabor in July 2021. But security forces say Shwebet and Rumbek North counties remain a challenge. Voluntary disarmament have occurred in some parts of the state already. In his Christmas message last year to the public, Governor Mabor said he would carry out a comprehensive disarmament in the dry season. No one knows the exact date when it will start. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabor in Rumbek, Lagos State.